A normal tradition is the theme for the 2016 Illinois State University Homecoming, October 3rd through the 9th. Homecoming features events for the ISU campus and the Twin Cities community to come together. Doris Groves, the Executive Director of Alumni Engagement at ISU, says the official homecoming kickoff is Monday in Uptown Normal with the tree lighting ceremony.
It's kind of a town and gown experience. If you've been in Uptown Normal in the wintertime, you've noticed all the trees that are lit throughout the Uptown area.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, and that's really a town and gown collaboration. So the university has actually purchased those lights, and then, of course, the town of Normal puts them up and then makes sure that they're lit throughout that period of time. And homecoming is traditionally now the first time that those lights are lit. That will get started about 5:30. The marching band will be there, and the cheerleaders, of course, to get it all going.
Get everybody in spirit.
And then the University Galleries, which are in Uptown Station, will also be open. So it's a great time to go visit the galleries.
What about Friday night, Doris? Anything fun going on then?
Absolutely. We will have, of course, our student royalty crowning, which will begin at about 6:45 in Redbird Arena. And that will be followed immediately by Hoop Fest. And that's, again, been quite a tradition over many years. Hoop Fest will showcase the 2017 Redbird men's and women's basketball team. After Hoop Fest, the teams will sign autographs, and the first 1,000 fans to enter Redbird Arena that evening will receive a free limited edition ISU basketball t-shirt. So it's open to the community. If you want to get a preview of what basketball hoops are going to look like this season, Hoop Fest is a place for you.
Of course, the big day is October the 8th, which is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And traditionally, there's the Town and Gown 5K.
Right. The Town and Gown 5K and 1 mile fun run.
Oh, for people like me.
Yeah, fun run walk. Right, fun run walk.
Stroll.
Exactly. That's my kind of event. Begins at 8:00. It begins on University Street, right by the Student Fitness Center. And it runs on the parade route. So in advance of the parade getting started, our runners and our walkers can go along the parade route. So it's become quite a great part of our homecoming celebration.
And then there is the parade.
The parade steps off again from the corner of University and College Avenue, beginning at 10 o'clock. And we usually have, 100, 120 items in the parade every year. So it's a fun way to celebrate.
And lots of candy. I know for a fact. Kids get more candy at the homecoming parade than they do trick-or-treating later in the month.
Exactly. That is so very, very true.
Tailgating is something that is enormously popular. Will there still be tailgating before the big game?
Yes. You will definitely want to check out homecoming.illinoisstate.edu, and there'll be space there to get all of the updates on tailgating, where tailgating lots are still available and that kind of thing. And in addition to individual tailgates, we'll have the tent zone up and running. That's just north of Hancock Stadium. And we'll have our alumni hospitality tent, at which everyone is welcome. And then most of our academic colleges also host tents for their alums returning.
And the big game begins at 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
Redbirds against Youngstown State.
Exactly. And of course, we want our Redbirds to be victorious in that game. We're looking forward to a great game. It's going to be competitive, but we feel very, very confident that we're going to come out on top. Traditionally, we've had a theme, and this year, our theme is a normal tradition. The university has been working a lot identifying traditions over the last couple of years and really identifying those things that have gone the course of many years and that we take great pride in as Redbirds. ISU's first homecoming was back in 1921 under the leadership of our president, Dr. David Felmley. He went out east, and it was shortly after World War I, and he really discovered that there was this new tradition called homecoming that was happening in the Eastern School. So he brought that idea back to the ISU campus. He got one faculty, one staff member, the football coach, and gave him $75 to plan the first homecoming that took place in November of 1921. So we've come a long way.
That's Doris Groves, Executive Director of Alumni Engagement at Illinois State University. Homecoming is October 3rd through the 9th. I'm Laura Kennedy.